1120 KMOX.
Businesses would not put up with this for a second.
Robert Hoffman of Hoffman Brothers Heating and Air Conditioning reacting to a proposal that would require his and any other company have an apprenticeship program in order to do business with St. Louis County. Hoffman points to a couple of years ago when apprenticeship tests were fouled up. Students paid hundreds of dollars to take it over and over again, and the testing company never made it right. Hoffman says,
process of doing this and going back to the company, going to the county for additional funds, all that took 2 years. Meanwhile, nobody could get licensed. So that's what you get when you put the government in charge of and mandating Department of Labor apprenticeship programs.
After hearing from Hoffman and other business owners, the county council tentatively decided to send the issue back to committee.
As the region's population stagnates, a local organization,
Radio 1120 KMOX.
Business owners railed against it as another government overreach. Now St. Louis County Council members are bumping back to a committee a proposed requirement that any company doing business with the county have a sanctioned apprenticeship program.
This particular legislation is oppressive to the small contractor.
That's Tim Weir, co-owner of AMF Electric, also lobbying against that requirement. Michelle Bauer of the Associated Builders and Contractors.
We like apprenticeship. We just like access for everybody. And we think that choosing one form of training over another limits innovation and limits opportunity for everybody to access what we consider to be an incredible career opportunity in the trades.
The requirement was part of a greater overhaul of how the county bids out projects. Councilwoman Colleen Wassinger says the overall legislation was designed to increase competition and transparency.
Despite the Trump administration's...